Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, four people have died, over 50 homes have been destroyed, and 55 square kilometers burnt in a fire in the Limassol and Larnaca districts that was brought under control on Monday morning, although fire engines and helicopters remain in the area to put out any flames that may restart. The blaze, which broke out on Saturday afternoon, fueled by strong winds, was described by President Anastasiadis as the worst tragedy to face the island since the Turkish invasion. Scores of homes in 10 villages, including Arakapas, where the fire started, had to be evacuated. Some villagers, many of them elderly, left only with their front door keys. Aircraft and firefighting teams from Greece, Israel and the British bases all joined forces with the fire and forestry departments and the National Guard in a massive coordinated effort to contain the flames. The dead were four Egyptian men who were seasonal workers at a tomato greenhouse outside Odu. It seems they tried to flee the flames in a van that then crashed and overturned, likely as a result of the dense smoke in the area. Their bodies were found at a distance from the vehicle, with the farthest some 300 meters away, suggesting they had tried to escape on foot. The president expressed his condolences to the victims' family, pledging the government's support to them and all those affected by the fire. And as for how the fire started, a 67-year-old man from Arakapas has been arrested on suspected arson. He was remanded for 8 days yesterday. Witnesses have told police flames were seen at a dry riverbed near his field in Arakapas as he left the area. He has denied all charges. Elsewhere, police launched a manhunt early this morning after a 57-year-old man was murdered in Limassol. According to the police, the man and his son, 25, had a meeting with a 33-year-old man with whom they appear to have differences. Under conditions that are still being investigated, the 33-year-old fatally injured the father with his car and then fled the scene. The incident occurred at around 5 a.m. In other news, Akel Stefanos Stefanou was elected the party's new leader yesterday, replacing Andros Kyprianou, who has held the post since 2009. Stefanou was running against Yorgos Loukaidis and was a clear winner, gaining 71.84% of the votes. Kyprianou stepped down after the main opposition party's poor showing during the latest parliamentary elections, which saw Akel's share of the votes drop by 3.3%, despite being in opposition for 8 years in a government tainted by several scandals. In the meantime, more details are expected this week on the range of inducements which the government hopes will push more people to get vaccinated, particularly the young. The cabinet decided on Friday that free rapid tests for the over 16s will be abolished by August 1st. While 5 extra days leave will be granted to soldiers who get their jab. Vaccinated members of the public will be eligible for a holiday allowance if they get vaccinated between July 15th and August 31st. The Deputy Minister of Tourism is due to announce further details this week. More incentives might be coming for those between 18 and 30 and will be announced after the Cabinet's next meeting. Meanwhile, from July 9th, a safe pass will be necessary for both indoors and outdoor spaces where more than 20 people have gathered. And finally, the Cyprus Mail has learned that shortages of British food staples such as Marmite, Branston Pickle and McVitie's Digestive Biscuits is causing disquiet among the large British expat community. A supermarket manager told the paper that Brexit was the main culprit. Higher import-export taxes and changes in the required documents have forced Britons to stop exporting abroad and caused delays in orders made by importers in Cyprus. As a result, customers in Cyprus, where the majority of foreign permanent residents hail from the UK, are finding it increasingly difficult to find some of their favorite items. However, hope may be on the horizon. The manager said he expected to see a change soon, adding that British companies will sooner or later realize the importance of exporting their goods to the EU. Read more about the Marmite Wars on the Cyprus Mail website. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. And as always, for more news, analysis and information, visit www.cyprus-mail.com.